You might not notice it the first time you walk up the stairs, or even the 10th. But eventually, there is that one afternoon when you're carrying a heavy basket of laundry, or perhaps just leaning a bit more than usual, and you feel it. It's a tiny, almost imperceptible shift under your palm. A little wiggle where there should be solid ground. That momentary lack of resistance is your house telling you that something has worked its way loose. And it is usually the start of a much bigger headache if we don't address it right now. A loose stair railing isn't just an annoyance or a squeak that bothers you in the middle of the night. It is one of those fundamental safety points in a home that we take for granted until it isn't there to catch us. When you reach for that wood or metal, you are trusting it with your full balance. And I want to make sure that when you put your weight down, that railing feels like it is part of the bedrock of the foundation itself. To really get a handle on this, we need to understand exactly what is happening behind the drywall or inside the wood grain. Most railings are held up by brackets that are screwed into the wall, or they are post-mounted systems where the vertical balusters and the heavy newel post at the bottom do the heavy lifting. Over years of people pulling on the rail as they haul themselves upward, or kids swinging on the end of the post, those screws begin to wallow out the holes. Wood is a living, breathing material, even long after it has been cut and finished. It expands in the humid summers and contracts in the dry winters. Every time that happens, the grip on those metal fasteners loosens just a hair. Eventually, the screw isn't biting into the wood anymore. It's just sitting in a hole that has become too large for it. You can try to tighten it with a screwdriver, but you'll probably find that it just spins and spins without ever catching. That is a sign that the fibers of the wood have given up, and we need to give them a reason to hold on again. I remember one of the first times I tried to fix a wobbly banister in my own first house. I was young and impatient, and I thought the solution was simply a bigger screw. I figured if the old one was loose, a longer, thicker lag bolt would just force its way into new territory and solve the problem. I didn't pre-drill, and I didn't check what was behind the plaster. I just cranked that bolt in with a heavy-duty wrench. About halfway through, I heard a sickening crack. I hadn't just tightened the railing. I had split the decorative mahogany mounting block right down the center. Not only was the railing still loose, but now I had a destroyed piece of finished woodwork that was far more expensive and difficult to replace than the original problem. That afternoon taught me that in home repair, force is almost never the answer. Finesse, patience, and understanding the materials you are working with will save you a lot of money and a lot of regret. We want to work with the house, not against it. Before we start turning any hardware today, I want you to clear the area. Stairwells are notoriously cramped, and the last thing we need is for you to trip over a tool bag or a stray shoe while you are leaning over a rise. I like to lay out a small drop cloth, or even just an old towel, at the base of the work area. When we start backing out screws or drilling, there's going to be a bit of fine sawdust and maybe some old metal shavings. It's much easier to shake out a towel than it is to try and vacuum wood dust out of carpet fibers or from between floorboards. You'll want your basic toolkit nearby. We are looking for a solid cordless drill with a set of sharp bits, a variety of screwdrivers, some high-quality wood glue, and a handful of flat wooden toothpicks or thin shims. It sounds simple, but those toothpicks are going to be your best friend for the next hour. If your railing is mounted to the wall with metal brackets, we also need to make sure we have a stud finder. One of the most common reasons a railing fails is because a previous owner or a hurried builder missed the wooden stud and drove the screw into nothing but brittle drywall. Go ahead and walk the length of the railing now. I want you to place your hand on it and give it a firm but controlled shake every few inches. Listen closely. Do you hear a metallic rattle? that's usually a loose bracket screw. Do you hear a deep wooden thud or a creak? That's likely the connection between the rail and the post, or the post and the floor. Identifying the specific source of the movement saves us from taking apart things that are already tight. Once you find a spot that moves, look closely at the hardware. If the bracket is moving against the wall, we're looking at a wall attachment issue. If the bracket is firm against the wall, but the railing is moving on top of the bracket, we just have a simple loose connection to the wood itself. Let's start with the most common fix, which is a loose bracket on the wall. If you find that the screws are just spinning, we are going to use the trick I wish I'd known years ago. Back those screws all the way out. You'll probably see a bit of white powder from the drywall, or some chewed up wood bits. Take a couple of those wooden toothpicks and dip the ends in a little bit of wood glue. Push them deep into the screw hole until they bottom out. Then snip them off so they are flush with the wall surface. What we are doing here is essentially manufacturing new wood for the screw to bite into. Give the glue just a few minutes to get tacky. When you drive the screw back in, it's going to compress those toothpicks against the sides of the hole, creating a tight, custom-fit plug. As you turn the screwdriver, you'll feel the resistance build up. It will go from feeling soft and mushy to feeling firm and gritty. That's the feeling of success. When the head of the screw seats against the bracket, give it one firm quarter turn, but don't overdo it. We want it snug, not crushed. Now, if you find that the bracket was never in a stud to begin with, the fix is a bit more involved, but just as manageable. A stud finder will tell us where the solid timber is hiding behind that drywall. If the current hole is nowhere near a stud, we have two choices. We can either move the bracket to where the wood is, which leaves us with a hole to patch and paint later, or we can use a heavy-duty toggle bolt. If you've never used a toggle, it's a clever bit of hardware with metal wings that fold flat to go through a hole and then spring open behind the wall. When you tighten the bolt, those wings pull tight against the back of the drywall over a wide area, making it much harder to pull out. You'll feel a distinct change when the wings pop open on the other side of the wall. It's a satisfying little click. Once you feel that, pull the bracket toward you as you tighten the bolt to keep the wings seated properly. It should feel rock solid once it bottoms out. If the wobble is coming from the newel post, that big, heavy vertical pillar at the bottom or top of the stairs, the approach changes. These posts are the anchors of the entire system. If the post is loose, the whole railing will feel like it's floating. Look at the base of the post, where it meets the floor or the side of the stair stringer. Sometimes there are decorative trim pieces called moldings wrapped around the base. You might need to gently pry these up with a thin putty knife to see the actual mounting hardware. Often, you'll find large lag bolts or long screws driven at an angle through the post and into the floor joists. If these are loose, the toothpick trick might be too small for the job. In this case, we use a slightly larger wooden shim or even a golf tee dipped in glue. Drive it in, let it set, and then reseat your lag bolt. As you tighten a large bolt like this, you'll feel the wood groan just a little bit. That's normal. It's the two surfaces being crushed together. Stop when the movement in the post disappears. You don't need to be a titan. You just need the friction to be greater than the force of someone leaning on the rail. Sometimes, the looseness isn't in the wall or the floor, but in the individual balusters, the smaller vertical rods that run between the handrail and the steps. If you grab one and it spins or rattles, it's usually because the glue in the joints has dried out over several decades and turned to dust. You might think you need to take the whole railing apart to fix this, but there is a much simpler way. We're going to use a technique called wicking. Take a very thin, runny wood glue or a specialized wood swelling liquid and apply it right at the seam where the baluster meets the rail or the tread. gravity will pull that liquid down into the joint. If the gap is a bit wider, you can use a very small, thin finishing nail, often called a brad. I like to pre-drill a tiny hole at an angle through the side of the baluster and into the rail. This prevents the wood from splitting. Remember my mahogany mistake? Once the hole is there, tap that tiny nail in until the head is just below the surface. You'll feel the baluster tighten up instantly, a little bit of wood filler that matches your stain, and that repair will be invisible to anyone but you. As we move through this process, I want you to pay attention to the sound of your tools. When a drill bit is sharp and biting into a stud, it has a high-pitched, clean whine. If it starts to struggle, or the sound drops into a lower, growling tone, you might be hitting a knot in the wood, or worse, a metal plate protecting a wire. If you feel the drill suddenly jump or stop making progress, back off. Never force a bit through something that doesn't want to give. We are looking for the smooth, consistent resistance of healthy pine or oak. Once you have addressed every point of movement, it's time for the final check. This is the most rewarding part of the job. Start back at the bottom of the stairs and walk up slowly. Put your full weight onto that railing. It shouldn't move. It shouldn't groan. It should feel like an extension of the wall itself. If you still feel a tiny vibration, go back to that spot and look for a screw you might have missed. Sometimes these brackets have a small set screw on the underside that secures the rail to the metal arm. These are tiny and easy to overlook, but if they aren't tight, the rail will still slide back and forth just enough to be annoying. As we wrap this up, take a moment to look at the work. You've taken something that was potentially dangerous and certainly frustrating, and you've made it right using nothing more than some simple logic and a few wooden toothpicks. There is a specific kind of peace that comes from knowing your home is secure under your hand. You don't need to be a professional carpenter with 40 years of experience to have a safe house. You just need to be willing to slow down, listen to what the materials are telling you, and treat the wood with a bit of respect. Wipe down the handrail with a damp cloth to get rid of any stray glue or fingerprints from your work. Pack up your tools, shake out that towel, and take one last walk up and down. Feel that stability. That's the result of your own two hands, making your space better than you found it. You've moved from a house that had a flaw to a home that is solid. And that is a job well done. The next time you hear a creak or feel a wiggle somewhere else in the house, you won't feel that flash of anxiety about who to call or how much it will cost. You'll just remember the feeling of that screw finally catching the wood, and the way the wobble vanished. You'll know that you have the tools and the patience to handle it. Every repair you finish is just more armor for your confidence as a homeowner. You're not just fixing a railing. You're learning the language of the structure you live in. Keep that momentum going. Whether it is a leaky faucet or a door that won't stay shut, the principles are the same. Look for the source, understand the movement, and give the materials what they need to stay put.